Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at the correct position for a dressage rider. Now, in the collective marks section at the bottom of your dressage score sheet, you'll notice that the fourth collective includes a mark for the position and seat of the rider, correctness and effect of the aids. Now, clearly your horse's way of going is going to be influenced heavily by the way that you ride him. And in this podcast, we're going to look at the dressage rider's position and examine how it can influence the horse. So first, let's look at the rider's influence. Now, in order to maximise your horse's performance, it's extremely important that you are both in balance. Now, the most effective way to achieve this is by adopting a correct riding position that allows you to give aids lightly but efficiently without hindering the horse's movement or losing your balance. If the rider's position is not correct, the aids will be misinterpreted by the horse. It is not solely a matter of sitting pretty on a horse, but knowing what to do with your body to allow the horse to do his job properly. So now let's look at the correct position. So firstly, your seat. So you should be sitting in the centre of the saddle with both seat bones having even weight distribution, and your tailbone should be pointing down centrally to form a three-point seat. And be careful not to tip forwards onto your fork. So next, let's look at your hips. So your hips should be upright. If you tip your hips too far back, you'll end up sitting as though you were reclining in an armchair. Now, this position puts too much weight over the horse's loin area and will place your balance behind the movement. Now, on the flip side of the coin, if you sit with your hips too far forward, your shoulders and weight will not follow suit. You'll end up gripping with your knees, which will in turn take your lower leg away from the horse's sides. So ultimately, your horse will lose his balance onto his forehand as he attempts to compensate for your instability. So keep your hips upright. So next, let's look at your alignment. Now, from the side, you should see a straight line running from your shoulder through your hip to your heel. And your leg should hang down just behind the horse's girth. Your knee should be relaxed and your inner thigh should rest slightly on the saddle without gripping. Now let's look at your weight. Your weight should run down into your heel with your stirrup iron sitting on the ball of your foot and your ankle joint soft and mobile in order to absorb the horse's movement. Next up, your back. So your back should be straight and slightly hollowed in order for you to follow the horse's movement. Use your core muscles to maintain an upright posture and control the amount of movement through your hips. So now let's look at your hands. Your hands should be carried as a pair, out in front of you and just above and in front of the pommel of your saddle. There should be a straight line from the bit through to your elbow, and your upper arm should hang quietly by your sides without tension or stiffness. Keep your hands with a fist with your thumbs on top. And lastly, let's look at your head. So keep your head up, don't look down, as this will cause your upper body to incline forward, placing more weight onto your horse's forehand. So to wrap this episode up, the more correct your position is, the more effective you will be as a rider. And the time spent working on your position will undoubtedly improve your horse's way of going and will also gain you a higher collective mark on your dressage score sheet. So how is your dressage position? Is there anything that you particularly struggle with? If so, let us know. Now, depending on how you are listening to this podcast, you can either comment at the bottom of the article on our blog, on the video on our YouTube channel, or you can hit us up on any of our social media channels on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.